104.780 and Mel morning up to 19 the high today. It is 7 right now. We've got a let's give him a choice.
Okay.
Between ski or snowboard.
Sure.
Since we do have both, correct?
We do have both, snowboard or ski rental.
So whichever
and the
one
lift
you
pass.
Want. To Great Bear. I'm so proud of myself that I have not confused Great Bear or Wildwater West yet this year.
Congratulations.
Yeah. I've even done it when Emily was in here.
I know. I'm very surprised that you haven't messed it up.
I know. I'm kind of sadly impressed with myself. Okay. So, in China, they are changing things up when it comes to the stoplights. If they did this here, there would be outrage. There might even be civil war over it. Okay.
Okay.
When you pull up to a stoplight.
Right.
Red means
stop.
Green means go.
Yeah.
Or green means
go.
That's what
I was like, do you want me to answer that?
And yellow means
caution, slow down.
No, go like hell.
Oh.
Hurry up. It's about to turn red.
Pretty sure it means caution, slow down. It's going to turn red.
Or maintain speed. Don't mash the brakes and cause the car behind you to rear end you.
Okay. Or that.
I hate the cars in town with the big numbers on their license plates.
The big numbers?
Yeah, like...
Oh, I know what you're saying. So they're from out of town?
Yeah. Like,
yeah.
You know, 54
right.
Or, you know, 49, whatever, wherever they're from.
Right.
You don't recognize the number?
They're not a Minnehaha.
It's not a 1 or a 44 or a 61.
Yeah.
It's from somewhere farther away.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't drive here often. And they think yellow they think yellow means stop.
Yeah. And they only come to Sioux Falls like twice a year.
Yeah. Okay. Well, in China, they're going to make it just like the people from the big number license plate counties treat it.
Okay.
Yellow is going to be treated the same as red.
Oh.
Authorities in China have set up new rules that running a yellow light is the same as running a red. As you might imagine, drivers used to seeing yellow as a warning light are confused. And even the official Chinese news agency has criticized the new rules. And they're not allowed to criticize the government without the government's permission. So the government must have said, yeah, this is pretty dumb. Go ahead.
Wow.
One commentary says the new rules are, quote, contrary to Newton's first law about momentum.
Okay. Yeah.
I don't remember what Newton's first law is. I wasn't a science guy.
I don't know either. But I mean, you have to have some warning that it's going to come to a stop, because otherwise it would cause traffic issues.
I mean, if it turns yellow 20 feet before you get there and the speed limit's 30.
Yeah. You wouldn't have enough time.
No.
Yeah. If it went from green to red, like bam, then all of a sudden you're going to stop like in the middle of the intersection or something, like, oh, crap.
The officials there say the new laws are necessary to reduce the number of road wrecks in China, due in part to bad driving habits and poorly maintained vehicles. One critic denounced those behind the new yellow light rules as stupid and evil. That's pretty gutsy in China.
Wow.
To say something like that.
Yeah.
So there must be some higher ups who are on their side.
Yeah. Wow.
I don't know. It's kind of fascinating.
Stupid and evil.
This is one of those stories I want to follow in Google.
Yeah.
And just see what happens. Because yellow lights, everybody knows the world over. When I started reading the story, I was like, I wonder if they have like different light systems in different countries.
It should. Well, you would think that would be something you'd want to be a worldwide thing.
Well, you would think. But I mean, you know, they drive on the other side of the road in England.
True.
You know. I didn't know. I assumed they were all the same, but I didn't know. So I started reading it. I'm like, do they have like a, does green mean stop and
that'd be so
red
confusing.
Means slow down and yellow means go?
They couldn't do that. I mean, if they have any visitors from a different country trying to drive, there'd be all kinds of accidents.
Okay, well, what about when someone from America goes to Australia and they got to drive on the other side of the road?
That I couldn't do that.
You know what would be?
That would be so weird.
Because... I don't know, but I think the gas pedal and brake pedal are reversed, too. You'd have to drive with your left foot.
I'd have to practice a few times
like
the hotel parking lot or something.
I don't know if the pedals are different, but I'm assuming if everything's reversed.
That would be so weird.
To have to use your left foot?
I
You wouldn't have the coordination.
You would be all screwed up. Yeah. Give everybody whiplash.
Yeah. We've got news coming up, plus some, I almost did screw it up, Great Bears. Ski or snowboard pass to give away here coming up soon. Hang on. Morning, sunshine.
Maybe I wanted to know when I'm going to ovulate today.
Andy and Mel, hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel, it's 720. Up to 19 today. It's 7 right now. This past weekend, I saw New Year's Day. I was just kind of bumming around, watching TV. And I saw one of the funniest, not available in stores,
made for TV only
ever,
or whatever?
Ever.
Was Meaning it the same one I saw?
The wax vac?
Yeah, I saw that too, but I didn't see the whole thing. I just got bits and pieces of it.
This one made me... There's a couple of things in particular that made me laugh. I'm just going to play the first 45 seconds or so of this.
Okay.
And you'll know the two things that made me laugh. Here you go.
We all know we shouldn't use cotton swabs to clean or dry our ears. They even warn us, but we do it anyway. Stop. There's a better way. Introducing WaxVac, the safe and effective way to clean and dry your ears.
He overreacts so badly, too. It's like, ow! Like someone just shoved a hot poker in his ear.
Here's how it works. Unlike cotton swabs, which push dirt and harmful wax further into your ear and can puncture your eardrum, ouch! WaxVac gently draws dirt particles and moisture out of your ear rather than pushing it in.
Here it comes.
There's nothing else like it. WaxVac is quiet. Listen. Safe. Its unique safety guard prevents it from going too deep. Like...
Listen.
Listen. We just won't play any sound now.
I want to try it.
Hey, have you heard the new silent chainsaw? It's really quiet. I'm running it right now. Listen.
Wow.
Isn't that a quiet chainsaw?
Ooh.
From the makers of the quiet chainsaw comes the quiet lawnmower. Shh, you're ruining the silence. Isn't that a quiet lawnmower?
Our silent alarm might go off.
Yeah. So, there is a, I just saw on our website, hot1047.com, new video clip of The Walking Dead season 3.5 premiere episode coming in February, February 10th.
Oh, boy.
Shortly after the Vikings win the Super Bowl.
Yeah. That'd be so amazing.
I have been joking with people that I'm not being a homer. I do actually believe the Vikings could make the Super Bowl.
I think they could.
Because
they have a good chance.
Remember back in September... This was how I told you that we were expecting baby number 3.
Yeah.
Was that I think the Vikings are going to be in the Super Bowl because I will likely have to miss the game.
Mm-hmm. Because that's when babies do.
Someone had to tell you what.
Yeah, it took me.
Yeah, it was.
I couldn't figure that out.
I didn't think it was that hard. What's the one thing in the world I would miss a Vikings Super Bowl for?
Well, it just didn't make any, it wasn't dawning on me.
Sometimes it takes a second to get it.
You have to admit.
Of like, all the things in the world, what would I miss
I know,
a Vikings Super Bowl for?
Why would I think that, though? Why would that be the first thing that comes to my mind? You guys just had a baby. It wasn't like the first thing that
okay,
was
okay, well, what would be
in...
the second thing that came to your mind?
I don't know. I just was drawing a blank what it possibly could be.
Anyway, so,
They have a good chance. They could do it.
Well, they're in the playoffs, so they have a chance.
And, which is surprising.
The Packers were the sixth seed a couple of years ago. They won the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying they'll win it. I'm just saying I think they'll make it.
I hope so. I hope so. I really do.
They haven't been in one since I was a month before I was born.
Yeah, it would be really cool if they did.
There is a list of words that has been banned. Every year, Michigan's Lake Superior State University, they nominate words to be banned. Or phrases, more so.
Okay.
On the list this year, spoiler alert.
There's a spoiler alert?
No, spoiler alert is one of the things they're trying to ban.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. Trending. Another thing they're trying to ban.
Why?
I'm tired of that word, too.
Yeah, but it's interesting, but things are trending.
Yeah, but why did we have to reinvent a word? Ooh, this is trending. How about this is popular right now?
I guess. I like trending. I'm okay with that one.
Fiscal cliff.
Oh. I didn't even know what that word meant. Did they just make it up?
Someone did. I'm guessing some reporter. Have they ever used it before? No. This is the first year it was ever used that I know of.
That was, yeah. That one was weird. I was like, what is a fiscal cliff?
Some other terms that are getting beat up are superfood. Everything's a superfood now.
What's a superfood?
Oh, sweet potatoes. They're a superfood. Okay. What's another one?
Spinach?
Yeah, that's another one I've seen being called a superfood. Guru. Everybody's a guru on everything. Job creators and double down. I don't know. Another one that I am totally in agreement should be banned.
Okay.
YOLO.
YOLO.
You only live once.
Okay. I like YOLO as long as it's not overused. But I do.
Why don't you just say you only live once?
Because it's an acronym and it's fun.
Why are acronyms fun?
I don't know, because that one's fun.
Acronyms frustrated me my entire childhood. My dad would come home from work and mom would say, well, how'd your day go? And he would say, oh, it was a crappy day. We had a PJK1929er go down on a jet. Had to go out to 26 and the FCK PLJ.
You're making my head spin.
And then when the CDL wouldn't work, it was just nothing but letters. I know, but I
like acronyms.
I've never been in the military, but they must have a class during boot camp of letters.
They have to have an acronym
of acronyms.
Class. Yeah.
I
would think that they would.
Right after you get done doing your 4 mile march, you have to go to take your acronym test. It was just annoying to listen to. But anyway, yeah. Other words they're looking to ban are boneless wings.
What?
Which I don't really have a problem with that one. It's a thing.
Why do they want to ban that?
And then passionate, just because it's overused. It's become a corporate buzzword. We have passion for what we're doing.
Oh. Okay. I haven't really heard that overused. I don't get that one.
I guess I haven't really heard that one either. I don't have a problem with boneless wings either. But I'm all for getting rid of YOLO.
I'm going to say that all morning now.
Okay, you go right ahead. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to play a little game.
Yes.
You have to guess. We're going to get two people on the line, and you have to guess how many freckles Mel has. She counted them yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And it was not as many as I thought, and I actually thought you'd come to work today and go, yeah, I gave up.
I had some help.
So if you can guess how many, basically it's just going to be kind of like Showcase Showdown.
Yeah.
Whoever, two people guess, whoever comes the closest wins.
Mm-hmm. And you get your choice of either a lift pass and snowboard rental or lift pass and ski rental at Great Bear.
And the internet quote of the day, Mel, is:
my New Year's resolution was going to be that I would stop being sarcastic, but damn it, I'm no quitter.
Okay, so if you want to call in and try to win that Great Bear stuff, 361-5557. Good luck. It's 727, Hot 104.7.
This is the Hot Morning Show on Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel. It's 741. We've got to get you a number to crack the vault. That is tomorrow. It will only be two digits because we completely forgot on New Year's Day.
Yeah, we did.
Plus, most people probably weren't listening.
Yeah, they probably had the day off or sleeping in.
Some were probably, but anyway. So the number today is 55. Know the two numbers tomorrow and you will win a $50 party tab to the vault. Okay, we are playing a very, very silly game.
Mm-hmm. It is silly.
That I just kind of randomly decided we should do yesterday.
I don't even remember what made us start talking about my freckles.
I don't either. I have no idea.
That was weird.
But anyway, the game we are going to play is called Guess the Freckles. It's a fairly simple game. Mel has a bunch of freckles on her body.
I do.
And so she counted them last night.
Yep. Good times at my house.
It was a party. Yeah.
Freckle counting party.
Both your girls help you or just one
just
of them?
Just Quincy. Oh, okay. Yeah.
It wasn't a total family affair?
No.
Thea was bored with it?
Yeah. Yeah. She rather played the Nook.
Yeah. We've got Melissa and Riyadh on the phone. How are you guys doing?
Doing good.
All right. So here's the game. Each of you gets a guess at the number of freckles on Mel's body. She's a redhead.
Mm-hmm.
Very ginger.
Yes.
She can't go out in the sunlight without clothing on, or she explodes.
Yeah, I'm a vampire.
Mm-hmm. So.
I sparkle.
Melissa, throw us your guess.
Okay. On your whole body, Mel, or just on your face? Because I am a redhead and I have a lot of sparkles, too.
I don't have any on my face, really, anymore. They've kind of all gone away. But it's my whole body.
Okay.
But not, let's also clarify, not all over. Like, you're not covered head to toe in them either.
No, I'm not. I have mostly freckles on my back and my arms and shoulders. That's where...
So yeah, we could give a description of the areas and amount.
Okay.
There's
okay.
a few All on right. like the top of my knees, but that's about it.
Otherwise, arms and
shoulders and back.
Okay.
Okay.
Melissa, what's your guess?
87.
87?
Yeah.
Ryad, what is your guess?
She only guessed 87?
Uh-huh.
Oh, well, I'm going to guess like 200.
All right. Well, Ryad, you won.
I won?
You did.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I was going to say, I think it's going to be like more than 200.
Yeah.
There's way more
It
than
is
that.
More than 200.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you could have pulled the old Price is Right guess exactly. one higher than her.
Yeah.
Because it was 1,501.
Oh,
I have a ton on
her
my arms.
Her arms, she looked like she got hit by a freckle shotgun.
Yeah, they are.
Well, you guys said that she didn't have that many, so I
I knew a girl in college who was, like, you couldn't count them because there were so many and they were so close together. Like, she was one giant freckle.
Yeah, if you played Connect the Dots on my arms, I mean, my whole arm would be covered in ink.
Yeah.
Yeah, I probably have that many, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, the question is, how long did it take to count them?
How long did it take you to count them?
I don't know, like an hour. I had to have help. Quincy had to count my back because I couldn't see those.
How many times did you lose track of your count?
Well, every time we stopped in an area, we'd write it down. And then we added them up together. Well, that was the best way of doing it.
No, that's a good idea.
Because otherwise, I didn't want to lose count. I'd be in the middle of it like 835. Crap, where was I at? Yeah, I didn't want to do that.
That's funny. Well, Melissa, thank you so much for playing along.
Yeah, thank you.
You have a good day. Ryad, hang on the line here a second. We got to get some info from you, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Now, I have an idea for this silly little game we just played.
Okay.
We can play it again.
With my freckles?
Yes.
Okay.
Because there's no way with that many, you had to have missed some or double counted some.
It's possible.
So, like, a week from now, let's do the same game.
Okay.
You recount them.
All right.
And we'll see what we come up with.
Yeah, because I didn't count them twice.
And on top of it, you know, the people who listen this week, then they'll get another chance. They'll have a clue.
Yes.
They'll be in the ballpark.
Right.
Because it's not going to be, it's not like you're going to come back and say 49.
No.
It'll be somewhere in the neighborhood of 1,501.
Yeah, it'll be in the same vicinity. Yeah, because I didn't count them twice because I wasn't going to count them twice.
Didn't want to double check your work?
No.
Yeah, I don't blame
you. Not in that instance. Like, there would be other times where I would, but not with counting freckles.
We could also play another game.
Okay.
Guess the gray hairs.
On you?
On my head.
Ooh. There's a ton in your beard.
That's why I don't want to count the beard.
Yeah.
We couldn't do it.
Yeah.
But we could do it in my head because I don't have that many.
I colored mine last night, so you currently don't see any.
Did you really?
Yeah, you can't tell?
No.
Oh, did it myself. Does it look nice?
Looks like wine.
It does not. It's not even close
like
to purple.
Maroon.
It is not. It's red.
Kind of wine red.
You are so colorblind.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel. It is 7:55. Going to top out at 19 today. It is 7 right now. We gave away the Great Bear stuff, but we'll have more to give away tomorrow. What other things could we count on our bodies?
What kind of weird game can we do?
How many? No, not just weird game. I want to count body parts.
Okay.
How many toes does Andy have?
10.
Oh, you were close.
I was 11.
The answer was 9.
Uh-oh.
Lost one in a quiet lawnmower accident.
Now you're just making stuff up.
When I was a kid, yeah. No, I have all 10.
Okay, so we could count your gray hairs.
On my head.
On your head, not your beard.
Because that would be countable.
Not your beard.
No, that would be uncountable.
It's a lot.
Plus, if I shave, it would be impossible.
Yeah, it would be. I don't know. What else could we?
I don't know. I was the question was.
How many rings do I have on?
Okay.
We could do that.
Two.
You're wrong.
Three.
Yes.
How many rings do I have on?
One.
What is the most I've ever worn at one time in my life?
Two.
One.
Oh. That maybe you wear a man's right hand ring.
No. A man's right hand ring? Yeah. There is such a thing?
Well, yeah, if you wear it on the other hand, if you wear it on your right hand.
The only man's right hand ring I would be willing to wear is a Super Bowl ring, but I ain't getting one of those, so.
Well, that would be cool.
Like some kind of championship ring?
You going to go play for Christian Ponder since he's injured? You could go play quarterback?
I could. I couldn't do worse than he has.
Let's call it the bikes.
Oh, you know, everybody rips him, but he didn't play too bad on Sunday.
So. Well, the thing is, in the beginning of the season, too, he was on fire. He was hot. So.
But he always makes two or three Ponder plays a game.
Ponder plays?
Like the play where he got hit in the elbow.
Oh.
He chucked a shot duck about 50 feet straight up in the air.
Mm.
And we got lucky that one of our guys caught it.
That was lucky.
Even though it hit the ground, and if Green Bay had had a timeout, they would have challenged and won. But anyway, so Mel just put something on our website at hot1047.com. Have you taken your Christmas decorations down yet?
I actually have. And this is like the first time in I don't know how many years that I've done it before Valentine's Day. And I did it on New Year's Day, actually.
So far. Oh, you forgot to remove the ad.
Oh, did I?
Response, because we've got a bunch of other responses.
Well, that's kind of fun, too.
Yeah, but it just says other. What is other?
I didn't realize that I had the other one on there.
Yeah. Oh. The poll, 50% say yes, they've taken them down. And then you gave two no options.
Mm-hmm.
No, it will wait. I will wait till Valentine's Day. One person so far has said that.
Because that's me normally.
And 36% say, no, I'll get it done this month. We still have everything up in our house.
Everything?
Everything that we put out. We only got about halfway done because as we were setting everything up, we discovered that Rockley likes to tear it all apart.
Oh, yeah.
Like one thing we never had to do with Jackie that we had to do with Rockley was only put Christmas ornaments in the top. I should take a picture of our Christmas tree because it's hilarious.
Oh, yeah. You probably
the bottom foot to 2 feet of the tree have no ornaments at all.
I remember having to do that.
And then it's just... Because all that room that you could have put ornaments causes the rest of the tree to just be packed with them.
Yeah.
It's a very top-heavy tree right now.
Surprised it hasn't fallen down.
Yeah. And we'll have to do the same thing next year, likely, because we'll have another baby that's about the same age at Christmas next year.
Yeah.
But we got about halfway unpacked. Never did put up the nativity scene. Never did put the garland on the railing of the stairs, because that would have got ripped off, too.
Yeah.
You know,
you really had a baby proof this year.
Oh, man. And we did. That's the weird thing. Every kid is different.
Yeah.
We never had to put a gate up for Jackie. We never had to put the cupboard locks on.
You didn't with
no,
her?
No. She just stayed away from the under the sink cupboard.
Wow.
Rockley, not so much.
How's the baby gate working?
Better. It's a lot longer than ours is.
Good.
Ours was. Ours was a terrible.
Mine was just sitting around. I still had it from years ago.
Yeah.
So I'm glad you're making use of it.
So have you taken down your Christmas decorations? And if not, when do you think you'll get it done? I would like to know because I have a feeling ours aren't coming down this weekend. I did shut off the timer on the lights.
That's good. That's good.
But they're still up. 361-5557. Email or text am at hot1047.com.
Hot1047.com.